Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, B'chol Levavcha, U'v'chol Nafshecha, U'v'chol Me'odecha. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Amen. Amen. Say these words, please, after me. First of Jesus, then of Paul. I no longer call you servants, for a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I learned from my Father, I taught you. You did not choose me. I chose you and sent you to bear fruit, fruit that will last. Therefore, encourage one another. These are the very words of God. Amen.
Amen.
There was a great rabbi who visited a small rural town for a week to teach Torah. That town had never seen rabbis of such incredible reputation and talent, at least not often. About halfway through, an ordinary tanner, tanners were known as people that didn't smell very nice because of their trade, came up to the rabbi and said, "Rabbi, you are a great and wise man. Would you honor my wife and me by coming to Sabbath dinner at our house?" To his amazement, the rabbi said, "I would love to." Well, you can imagine what happened in that house during the week. His wife turned it upside down, getting everything absolutely right. So that when the Sabbath came, the house was spotless. The meal, plain and simple, because the tanner didn't make much money, was nevertheless exactly as it was supposed to be. As they gathered at the table, suddenly the tanner noticed to his chagrin that his wife had forgotten something. For you see, on regular days at a meal, you always, if you're Jewish, you always bless God for the bread first. But on the Sabbath, you bless God for the wine and then the bread. And the bread, challah bread, you know, the kind that's knotted like strands, challah bread is covered with a white cloth while the wine is blessed, and then uncovered while God is blessed for the wine, and then uncovered as God is blessed for the bread. And his wife had forgotten to cover the bread. Ashamed, embarrassed to make such a mistake before such a godly man, the tanner said to his wife, "You've forgotten the cover of the challah. Please go immediately and get the napkin." His wife got up from the table, quickly went and got the napkin and covered the challah bread. And the simple tanner blessed God for the wine and then blessed God for the bread. As the meal went on, the rabbi said, "Do you know why we cover the bread when we bless God for the wine?" The tanner said, "I think it's because always the bread is blessed. God is blessed first for the bread. Now we bless God for the wine, and we don't want to embarrass the bread." The rabbi said, "You're right. That's why Jews do this. But why do we do that?" And the simple tanner was so pleased that he could answer the question from the great rabbi. And he said, "To remind us that we must never do anything to embarrass another. For if we wouldn't embarrass the bread, how much less would we embarrass another person? And what have you done?" asked the rabbi. To his sorrow, the tanner confessed to his wife that he had missed the point of the covered bread and embarrassed her before an important guest. Being a disciple means you and I have been chosen by Jesus to become like him because he believes in us more than anything else in the world. But it's not easy. Discipleship demands a community of encouragers. Encourage one another. We so easily discourage. Pray with me. Father God, we've considered discipleship from an Eastern point of view. Your text has challenged